broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
Are there people out there who don't like me because of race? I'm sure there are. That's not the overriding.
I don't agree with this decision because it's really, these countries are very dangerous to us.
Yes, I agree with you.
This is about the rudest thing you could do.
We're on live with MSNBC.
Now, I will let you answer, but you will let me ask you questions or you will not come on this show, okay?
Oh, yeah, world-famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show where truth is our bitch and where we know what we're talking about. And why is that? Because we're not sucking at the great political party hooter, you know, and everybody else is so nervous about being loyal to. Not on this show. We're interested in free thinking around here, man. I don't want to call us ourselves independents because, to me, that's another political party, but on this program, what we try to do, I had an exchange with a guy today. I was talking. He says to me, well, you know, Phil, I agree with you that we probably have too much of a political mindset in terms of ideology in this country. But this idea that everybody should be a free thinker, that's a bit much. I go, I'm going to quote you, man. I'm going to quote you. He said, well, ha, 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 that was out of context. Out of context? What the hell was out of context about that? Free thinking. Well, that's a bit much. I think what he was saying, though, is that the idea that we can survive without being members of a political party where we can go issue by issue. I'll give you an example later on in the program. I don't want to do it right now. But, for instance, I could get a whole bunch of people together and I could focus on, for me, just for Phil Hendry, the idea that I want two things. I want a pathway to citizenship for illegals that are here and I want a border fence. Now, that's an honest thing from Phil, from me to you. I really mean that. Some people will say, I don't get it. Are you pro-immigration or are you... I'm against illegal immigration, but we have to solve the problem of illegals being here. And short of rounding them up and putting them into boxcars or the backs of vans or whatever the hell they're going to do, why don't we give them a pathway to citizenship, but at the same time put up that border fence and get a little hard-ass with how people are getting in this country? How about that?
Well, I don't think that that's very conservative.
Well, then I tell you what you do there, Daisy. Why don't you go get yourself another milkshake and get out of my face? Right? Only people that understand what I'm saying need apply. All right, so we're going to kick the show off tonight with, first off, as we always do, our phone number, which is 877-876-PHIL. We want to let you know that we are online every night, live streaming video as well as live streaming audio at philhendryshow.com, so you can watch the show as we are doing the show right now. You can also see it on demand tomorrow if you, for whatever reason, are listening right now but you'd like to watch. Well, tomorrow it'll be, well, not tomorrow, Monday, because this is Friday. Monday we'll have it up on demand. And you can hear live streaming audio and download that on demand as well. And we have affiliates across the country. We're very grateful for a fantastic network of affiliates. And you can check our affiliate page out there at philhendryshow.com. Coming up later on in the program, reporters get heckled at the Conservative Values Summit conference, and it's hysterical. Wait till you hear this audio. It is. I'm telling you, you're going to lose everything, man. Your bowels, your lunch, your life savings, everything. Wolf Blitzer gets humiliated on Jeopardy, whatever. And Obama says race is not the overriding issue on health care. 877-876-PHIL. And I would agree with the president that it's not the overriding issue. Is there a criticism that's fueled by racism? I think that there is. But one thing you got to admit, Obama can't. He's in no position to say anything else. The president is in no position to say, yeah, I think people are being mean to me because of my race, because do you understand what firestorm would ensue if he actually spoke those words? Now, I don't think he's being dishonest. What he's saying there when he says it's not the overriding issue is, yeah, it's a factor. It's a factor. How can it not be a factor? And in my opinion, how can it not be a factor either? This is America. President Obama on Friday dismissed the notion that his race has played a central role in the sharp criticism of him and the policies of his administration, saying that he is merely the latest in a long line of presidents who have been accused of leading the nation toward communism or socialism. Boy, he's got that right. Are there people out there who don't like me because of race? I'm sure there are. That's not the overriding issue. The president made these remarks in an interview with CNN's John King, one of the five television anchors to sit down with the president of the White House. The interviews would be broadcast on Sunday morning news programs, but the network showed a brief portion of their conversations with Bridie. With Bridie.
Who's he?
Not who he is. With Obama on Friday. I still have the cold, you know?
Yeah, I can tell on account of the way your voice sounds and everything.
You want to go get your tea?
Nah, you don't have to get me any tea.
How about a little of that chamomile?
No, that's very nice.
What about peppermint?
Will you guys knock it off with the tea? I don't want any.
Sorry.
All right, here is the president as he spoke with John King in this wide-ranging, far-reaching, I don't know, maybe it was, interview here. And the president rejects race being the main issue in the minds of his critics in this interview with CNN.
Are there people out there who don't like me because of race? I'm sure there are.
Okay, that's enough of that. Now let's move on to... No, I'm kidding.
Are there people out there who don't like me because of race? I'm sure there are. That's not the overriding issue here. I think there are people who are anti-government. I think there's been a long-standing debate in this country that is usually that much more fierce during times of transition or when presidents are trying to bring about big changes. I mean, the things that were said about FDR are pretty similar to the things that were said about me, that he was a communist, he was a socialist, things that were said about Ronald Reagan when he was trying to reverse some of the New Deal programs. Yeah, we're pretty vicious as well.
He's absolutely right, and we've talked about it on this program, the Hitler analogies to George Bush. As a matter of fact, CNN was showing some archival footage today of the unbelievably redundant and widespread uses of Hitler's image in speaking about George Bush. And that's why I have to wonder out loud how it is that Ed Schultz got a gig at MSNBC when he says... I ain't seen any of that. Did anybody of you guys see that? I didn't see no Bush and Hitler analogies. I don't get it. And I keep bringing that up because I wish they'd fire him and hire me. Now.
Really? They'll never do it now on account of that.
I'm joking around. They wouldn't hire me, man. They'd stay away from like I'm leprosy, man. I'm the bubonic plague. Anyway, passerbys react to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's comments yesterday saying rhetoric coming from some Republican protesters reminded her of what led to the death of Harvey Milk.
I think it might have been a bit extreme. I think people on both sides have been...
Our actions and our words. We are a free country, and this balance between freedom and safety is one that we have to carefully balance. I have concerns about some of the language that is being used because I saw this myself in the late 70s in San Francisco. This kind of rhetoric was very frightening, and it created a climate in which violence took place. And so I wish that we would all again curb our enthusiasm in some of the statements that are made, so understanding that. Some of the people, the ears that it is falling on are not as balanced as the person making the statement might assume.
And then as she was getting up to leave, somebody shouted,
"Giant douche nozzle."
And so that just proves what she's saying. That is Nancy Pelosi from yesterday. And I don't know why we threw her into a discussion of whether Obama's being, I guess it's just the kind of... you know, it's the kind of harsh...
giant douche nozzle.
You know, rhetoric.
Yeah, it's all about on account of how everybody want to, you know, kill everybody. And that's not right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's very well said, bud. And you too, Robert. Now get out, will you? All of you. You and your teddy bear. Obama is a black president, so nobody is going to tell me or anybody that was awake... Over the last few years in this country, and when I say few years, I became an adult at the age of 18. That would have been 1970, all right? I became conscious of my surroundings when I was around probably 6 or 7 or 8 years old. I became, as Carl Jung put it, I became self-aware at about 11. And ever since then, man, race has been a factor. Nobody's got to tell me that it ain't. It's just how widespread is it? The president cannot say, Obama cannot say, he'd get, you talk about crucified, man, they'd crucify him, And then they'd throw him in an oven, and then they'd draw and quarter his ass just for kicks, just for grins. If he said, yes, I think race, you see, I could get a lot done if it wasn't for the race issue. He can't say that. However, is it such a large issue that it can't be overcome? No. No, it isn't. We've done it in this country. We've gotten things done despite the fact that we've got a racial divide. But every time you see it rear its ugly head, it pisses you off if you're an American who cares about this country existing for more than the next 20 or 30 years. Yeah, it pisses me off. I'm a white man. It still pisses me off. Every now and again, I have sympathy for people that aren't as cool as me. And that's one of the, you know, of course I'm kidding, but I'm saying it's not an overriding issue, all right? It's not an overriding issue. Obama may well get the health care bill passed, but we've got to keep talking about it, and we've got to keep exposing some of the prejudice that exists. If you stand there in a crowd of people and you've got a witch doctor sign next to you that some jackball came in with from his house, I will tell you this right now. That guy's not doing you any favors. That's all I'm saying. If you're the head of the Tax Express, the Tea Party Express, and you say to a reporter, oh, the witch doctor posters, those are bad. But, you know, we come from a wide-ranging spread of Americans. You aren't saying anything other than you tolerate an ignoramus like that in your midst, even though it could cloud your message fatally. Fatally. Do you understand? You can't be stupid, Charlie. If you want to get this message out about how Obama is going to turn everything into Obamacare and you got a guy there with a witch doctor sign, the guy is messing you up, man. He's jacking your message up a little bit. So why don't you tell him to get back on his tricycle and go home, because adults are playing here, you know. That's where it gets into a problem, when that crap happens and when other crap like that happens, okay? As far as Nancy's concerned, you know, what she said was right, that there is a climate. The problem with her and the problem with former President Carter and the problem with everybody, it's almost, I can't believe people don't remember. I'm stunned. How does she stand there with a straight face and talk about the ugly rhetoric when President Bush was subjected to the most vile slanders and libels I have ever heard in my life? Subjected to and slanders and libels that he was classy enough not to respond to. Go ahead, check the record. Where did Bush ever fire back in anger at anybody that called him Hitler, a war criminal, a child murderer, a guy that got his kicks watching American soldiers go to their death? And Pelosi is standing here today suddenly getting upset with the tenor and the rhetoric. She contributed to it. President Carter contributed to it. MSNBC contributed to it. Keith Olbermann called George Bush a rapist, a rapist. And now he's on the air, like the little bitch that he is, worried about the things that are being said about President Obama. I'm consistently saying to you, as I have said, both of these men have been subjected to the ignorant attacks of a certain type of human being, however many of them there are, and both of these men should be protected by anybody who has a conscience and loves this country, and neither man should be subjected to that kind of thing. And the first thing we ought to do is tell cats like, whether it's Pelosi or Olbermann or anybody else, why don't you guys step back from the debate, because you got about as much credibility here, man, as Adolf Hitler would have at a Rosh Hashanah dinner. Just back off and shut up and quit turning it into a political opportunity and let the real people talk about it. All right, by the way, happy Rosh Hashanah. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up, a Fox News ad has drawn the protests and the ire of, I believe, Rick, what's his name? Well, from other networks, anyway, CNN. And your calls at 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. Wait till you hear this Sanchez audio, man.
Yeah, he really scoops it up.
Yeah, he's all like, I can't believe it.
Let it ride on.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. You know, you're living in a world, and I have a great deal of sympathy with radio listeners, TV viewers, people who are at a very, very vital time trying to get information. You're living in a world right now where everything is posture. I'm not going to use the word spin because even that's been co-opted, hasn't it? You're living in a world of posture. You're living in the age of the beginning of the millennium or the turn of the millennium, media meltdown. This is extremely important. You must always remember this. No one in the business that I am in would disagree with me. Nobody in the Wall Street Journal that follows this. No one in the New York Times that follows this. Nobody would disagree with what we've said on the show here repeatedly over the last several weeks. You have to remember that when companies struggle to survive, they get vicious. They try to get customers away from the competing company. They try to drop the price. They try to drop their pants. They'll do anything, man. They put a mannequin in the window with a gold braid in its face and a gold tooth in its kisser, and they put another mannequin in a window over here where the guy's got a straw hat and it's made out of sterling silver. They'll do anything. That's what companies do. But what happens when the battle between titanic companies that is taking place is between titans of the media? What happens is they'll do the same thing. They'll do anything to get you in the store. What if that means not telling you the truth, but telling you a version of events that is going to appeal to you? Well, what do you mean, Phil? Are they lying? Yes. I'm not saying they're lying from the standpoint of concocting out of whole cloth events that never happened. I'm saying they will disregard something that is vital in a story. They will emphasize another aspect of the story. They will, at times, in a childish and self-absorbed manner, make it all about themselves and the fight that they're having to survive. And such is the case of our next story. And before I get on CNN and start ripping them an ass for their attitude, Fox News is equally guilty of this. Don't worry about it. If you think for 1 minute, folks, that Fox News or CNN represents anybody in the viewing or listening public, if you honestly believe that they have their heart and soul in representing you, please do yourself a favor and just get on some medication or start drinking more coffee. I don't know what it's going to take, because the only thing they care about is making a dollar, making sure their advertisers are happy, and making sure that they keep their jobs for another 5 seconds, okay? Now we have Rick Sanchez, and he's making an issue out of some ad that Fox News is airing. A provocative full-page newspaper ad, it's a newspaper ad from Fox News, drew heated reactions from its rivals today, and one demand that the Washington Post apologize for running it. Over photos of protesters gathering for an anti-tax rally in Washington last Saturday, the ad asked, how did ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, and CNN miss this story? It's a perfectly legitimate ad if you think in terms of irony and satire. How did they miss the story? Meaning they could have covered it, but they missed it in Fox's opinion. The problem with the ad is that the other networks indeed covered the protest, which, like similar demonstrations across the country, were heavily promoted by Fox, especially talk show host Glenn Beck. The ad appeared Friday in the Wall Street Journal and New York Post, both owned by Fox's parent company and the New York Post. Essentially, they're upset with the fact that it was a cute way of saying, we covered it, you guys didn't. How'd they miss this story? They didn't. They're not saying you guys missed it literally. They're saying you missed it professionally, that you guys suck so bad you could be standing there with binoculars and you still wouldn't notice that somebody has their pants down around their ankles. Now, Rick Sanchez, who should know better and probably does, and I will explain that comment. Here is Rick as he got indignant. And wait a minute, I got to get the because Rick is... You know, when he gets on the air, man.
Oh, it's big.
Here it is.
There is something that I got to tell you now.
Yes.
If you watch this show every day, as I mentioned a while ago, you know that I usually don't suffer fools gladly. Especially when it comes to the fools who perpetuate falsehoods.
Huh?
Well, today, thousands of you flip through the pages of the Washington Post, only to come across a lie so bold and so upsetting that, frankly, I'm just not going to sit here in silence and allow my craft or my news operation to be unfairly maligned. Because enough is enough.
Uh-huh.
And yes, I'm talking to you, Fox News,
huh?
You, who claim to be fair and balanced. At what, I wonder? You know, I don't know, but I've got a couple ideas.
Well, what would that be? Oral sex? What, Rick, why'd we cut you off?
Yeah, I want to know what he means about fair and balanced.
Well, Fox isn't fair and balanced, man. Neither is CNN. Fox knows it. CNN knows it. And Rick, you should know it. You know that the story is all about you guys grabbing viewers. We're going to continue with this discussion. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We'll continue with our discussion here with about Rick Sanchez in just a minute. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Rick?
You son of a bitch.
Thank you.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, it's big.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we're going to continue here with a very vital piece of news. It's vital because this is where it's this is where it lives, baby. This is where it am at. I'm telling you, this is...
Oh, it's big.
This is exactly what's befuddling many of you, and it befuddles me. This is exactly what, you know, twists our guts inside out. This is exactly what makes the simplest information seemingly impossible to get a hold of. This is why we don't understand a health care bill. Do you know that the health care bill, for instance, has been online for God knows how many years? I mean, it seems like years, you know, months, weeks. You understand that all that information's right there. The answers could have been there. But most people look at the TV to go, oh, I know, I can listen to my favorite host or whatever. Well, those guys aren't interested in telling you anything. Oh, Phil, you're just jealous because they're on TV and you're not. Okay, if you want to think that, I'm not, because I watch those guys. Oh, sure, I'd like to have their bread, man. If I had their gig, though, I'd be doing the same thing they're doing, only because that's all I know how to do. But doing a radio show, it's a different demand. It's a different challenge. Doing a radio show, there's so many radio shows, I have to give you something you can't get anywhere else. So I'm going to actually give you the straight scoop. I'm going to give you the inside scoop here. Fox and CNN have been going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, with MSNBC like the little three-year-old tagging along behind and yanking on somebody's dress or pants, you know? That's basically it. Fox and MSNBC, they're the adults. Excuse me, Fox and CNN, they're the adults. MSNBC tagging along with chocolate on its face going, I want to be in the... In it. Yeah, that's great, kid. We'll be with you in a minute. Yeah, but... And CNBC was aborted.
Oh, God, man. You're going to get in trouble, that for sure.
I'm using comparisons. Don't worry about it.
So you're saying that CNBC's like a shrimp cocktail.
Did I use that kind of graphic imagery? I'm just saying, if we were to use a family as an example, the two adults are Fox and CNN. MSNBC is a three-year-old with chocolate on his face tagging along. And CNBC, unfortunately, was, you know, they took a coat hanger. I'm kidding.
God, man, I got to answer the mail.
You don't answer any mail, you jackball. You don't even know how to write. So don't tell me that.
I know how to write.
I mean, you don't know how to write too good. So these are the adults, and they're doing battle. And they need to survive. One of them's going to die. One of them is going to retreat or die. The one that has retreated thus far is CNN. And they've retreated to a fairly, I think, safe niche. That is, we'll let Fox be the talk radio station, because that's Fox's model, talk radio. It's a good model. It's a very good model. They emphasize personality at Fox, as we often said. CNN can't compete with that model. CNN just doesn't quite know how to hire those kinds of people, and it would take a really, really long time to undermine what Fox has been able to do. So they've decided to retreat to their original position, which was as a news-delivering channel. But they keep getting drawn into the fight by Fox. Fox took out a full-page ad in the Washington Post, and here is what it said. How did ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, and CNN miss this story? And it was about the anti-tax rallies. How did they miss this story? CNN reacted in perhaps a intelligent way, if you were to try to get viewers. But I don't know that anybody gives a crap about a newspaper ad where Fox has taken a shot at CNN. The average person is not focused on that CNN unless you focus them on it. So you decided to focus them on it. And how did you do that? By sounding dumb. You missed the point of the ad. You sound like a lame ass. You allowed Rick Sanchez to go on and on about it. Look at
there is something that I got to tell you now.
Okay, great. when he gets into that, you know, CNN, you know when Rick starts going.
But there is something that I got to tell you now.
You're in for an embarrassing afternoon. You know that. Because when Rick gets heartfelt and sincere, he still can't lose the puke in his voice. He sounds about as sincere as Jay Leno used to sound when he'd say, you know,
I got to tell you folks something.
You know he's reading a cue card. And he is saying that Fox is committing this grave injustice. And people are looking at this and they're going, most people, what are you talking about, man? Just give me some news, okay? I don't know. You got a problem? You got a hard-on for Fox? You know, take it up with your psychiatrist. But CNN is now drawn so deeply into the maelstrom of this media battle, this fight of egos and money, that they have lost their way. Their battle plan is shot, man. Fox, in the parlance of football, Fox made CNN take their game plan and throw it out the window. It's the second half now. Fox is completing long bombs. CNN is on its heels. The blitz didn't work. The red dog didn't work. Their passing game, their running game, they're on their ass, man. They're in their own territory. They got their butts to their own red zone in this thing, man. You guys got to do something else. How did they miss this story? Who reads the Washington Post, CNN? Do you think guys on the street read the Washington Post? Do you think the average guy in the street reads the Washington Post? The answer is no, he does not. Do you think the average guy in the street reads the New York Times or the LA Times or any? No, they don't. They may pick it up when they go into Starbucks. They're getting their news from TV. They're bopping back and forth between you guys. They go to another news channel. I can tell you there's some nights, man, it's impossible to get news because I'm going from Greta and she's talking some crap. I move over to Campbell Brown, who can make out what she's talking about on any given night. I move back over to Fox and they got another stumble bum on there blathering something. I go over to CNN and they got Sanjay Gupta with a helmet on flying over a rice paddy. I don't know what he's talking about and I don't care. I want news, man. What's going on in the world right now? I'd sacrifice every shot that Sanjay Gupta does, every shot that Greta does, I'd sacrifice all of that for 5 precious seconds of some news, any kind of news. But anyway, Fox is winning the battle. So what does CNN do? They get sucked into a peeing match with Fox, man. It's really funny. Fox is simply saying the following. We're covering news better than you guys. You guys, no matter how good you do, you're always going to miss the story because we got the story, you don't. That's what they're saying. It's very clever. Sure, it pisses off people who work for those agencies, but there's nothing disingenuous about it. It is an ironic statement. It's a little sharp. They stick it under their ribs, man, and really, twist it and break it off. Hey, what the hell, man? You know, we're all grown-ups here. This is the way the game's played. You guys have been covering politics long enough in Washington there, CNN, to know. Ain't it called hardball? Or is that just Chris Matthews, man, since he only has one?
Is that seriously?
I don't know. Maybe that's why they call the show hardball, because Chris had a little bit of a problem.
Huh?
And never mind. So what happened was Fox drew them in, and Fox continues to draw them in. Why is this important to you guys? I'm going to give it to you straight. You people are being disrespected by these two ass-wipe organizations because the only thing they want to do is get you to watch. And that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to tell you the truth. They're going to get you sidetracked. They're going to get you upset and crazy. They're going to make it all about themselves, and they'll demand that you, declare your allegiance. They're going to turn it into a gang fight, and you got to put on whatever colors it is they want you to put on. And suddenly, whatever's happening in the world is secondary to whether Fox or CNN is winning. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. I said it to you before. I'll say it again. We have done this on this show, and we will continue to do it. Tell you, this is the God's honest truth. You are more likely, my God, it is an odds-on sure thing that a TV anchor on Fox or CNN will lie to you than most politicians that have ever lived. Now, consider that statement, because I'm right. See, I'm not telling you something I believe. This isn't an instinct that I have. This isn't my intuition. I am telling you, I know what I'm talking about. You are more likely to be lied to every day of your life by somebody on Fox or CNN than by any politician that has ever lived in the history of this country. That's a lot of guys. Phil, you're exaggerating. No, I'm not exaggerating. I happen to know for a fact. I happen to know for a fact. They'll look you in the eye and they'll tell you, as, for instance, CNN did last week, this is a national security issue. Somebody at the Pentagon is going to have to answer for this Coast Guard cutter situation. They know what they're saying is a smokescreen for the fact that they were too stupid to understand the Coast Guard was conducting exercise. And some jackballs from MSNBC were there. And some jackasses from Fox News were there. And they were trying to cover this thing. And guess what the people at the summit said to them? They said, shut up. We're trying to listen to the speakers. So they understand. It happens to be a conservative group. Nothing wrong with that. I think some progressive groups might get an idea as to what these people are doing. Or how about this? Just all of us, regular folks, every time you see the media show up at something and begin to co-opt something, tell them to back off. You guys at the Tea Party Express, Fox ain't doing you any favors, man. You talk about taking it up the giggy with a wah-wah brush. You cats have been turned into Fox's bitches. Do you understand that? Yeah, Henry, I know that what I'm saying is painful. I understand that. But you must believe me. You've been turned into Fox News Channel's bitches, all you people at the Tax Tea Party Express. They don't care whether you succeed, whether you die, whether their association with you makes things harder, whether their association with you automatically brands you as radical right-wing fringe nut conservatives, which I'm sure a lot of you aren't, whether their association with you automatically brands you as racist, I don't know. But Fox has turned the tax party scenario into their own personal harem of teenage boys after lockdown.
Wow.
That's right. Let's listen now to MSNBC's Brian Moore. He's heckled during a live report for Norah O'Donnell, and he's heckled for interrupting the speakers at this Family Research Council Value Summit. The people are saying, we're not here to listen to you, jackass. We're here, although they're Christians, they wouldn't say, they'd probably say Jack. We're here to listen to the speakers.
Off this stage, it's been a sort of inclusive agenda of a way to bring in more conservatives and somebody here not liking what we're talking about right now. Nora?
And it looks like we're
invited guests.
That's too bad.
And we're doing live television.
You're being rude. Get out of here.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Well,
not everybody's a fan of MSNBC today.
I guess they don't want to hear people know what's going on and their value summit, even though the press hasn't been invited in, huh?
Well, actually, Fox is getting shouted down a little bit right now, too. So I guess it's equal opportunity shouting down. But let's talk about some
of
the...
We're upset about the fact that you're interrupting and being disrespectful to
Thank
people
you.
Who are trying to listen.
Okay.
Try and interview her, Brian.
Thank you.
Try and interview her, Brian. So in other words, they're trying to listen. And for the first time in a long time, I've heard this kind of thing happen before. Somebody's turned around to the media and said, shut up. You're not the story. The speakers are the story. Shut up. Now, it isn't just MSNBC. Although with this next clip, you'll hear this lady being interviewed by MSNBC. I think she explains herself very well.
Could you mind? This is about
Wait a minute. This lady is butting into this jackass Brian Moore. He thinks she's being rude. If you were to shut up more and let the people hear what's going on the stage, you know, at golf tournaments, they keep their voices low. They say, well, you know, the putt is for $30,000, you know. So why don't you pretend like you're at a golf tournament, okay? And all of these people, they're just the holes and, you know, just the holes in their heads. And maybe all of the really good-looking chicks, they're the flag sticks. Anyway.
Could you mind? This is about
Ma'am?
The rudest
Come
thing
here.
You could do.
We're on live with MSNBC. Please don't touch the microphone.
Would
tell
you
us
mind?
Tell us what your thought is.
My thought is that you are rude.
to do this in front of the public.
Okay, even though we're a credentialed press, brought here to tell your story and bring it out to the world.
Huh?
Instead of 2,000 people.
Yeah, we got to take you on.
All right.
This is the second time you've done that. We can't hear, cannot hear when you are broadcasting. All we're asking is that you step outside when we're trying to listen because you are very distracting. That's all we are asking, is to not be distracting.
Okay, and you are?
Yeah. I am Linda Klutz, and I paid to come here to listen, not to be disrupted.
That's a lady who's making a reasonable request, and MSNBC doesn't understand that they're not the story. Neither did Fox understand. This next clip, you'll hear Fox getting their asses heckled, too. What's amazing and what is encouraging about this is that these people are saying, we get it about you guys. You're not necessarily going to report anything. You're not necessarily going to report anything accurately. You're going to use this to further some editorial policy that you have. That is a very important realization to make. And I'm not talking about MSNBC, Fox, too. This is above and beyond ideology, folks. This is about a group of people recognizing that the media, left, right, and middle, is not reporting the news. They're not serving the public by informing the public. They're not serving the public by providing information. They have now entrenched themselves in a media war that is about spinning editorial policy, op-ed, anything but objective reporting. These people understand that, and they told this guy Moore, or whatever the hell his name is, you know what? Your big fat mouth is making things tough for us to hear. Shut up and get out. He says, we're here to cover your story. Well, you know, pull the other one, man, and see if I got a few bells on it, huh? Yeah, sure. You're going to cover my story big time. Here's Fox. MSNBC wasn't the only network to be heckled. Fox News reporter James Rosen got an earful.
It is kind of becoming a must-attend event, Rick, for presidential hopefuls. As you can see, there's a gentleman who's trying to crowd into my live shot right now, trying to prevent us from continuing our work here. Excuse me, sir. I'm doing my job. I'm a reporter, and we're actually showing your event on television. So if you want to interrupt that, that's what you're accomplishing right now. Excuse me, please.
No.
I'm doing my job. I'm doing my job.
No.
Excuse me, sir. You're interrupting my work right now.
You're interrupting
please. Please, you're causing a disturbance. Well, Rick, I guess what is best would be that to avoid a further confrontation, we no longer broadcast from here. So we'll throw it back to you.
Did you hear the guy? The guy says, that's right. That's right. We don't want you here. That's right. And as a final aside,
I saw a man expose himself.
And that was the, you know, about all they could get out. So in other words, what happened was they couldn't do their job. And that's exactly what those people wanted. They don't want Fox, MSNBC, CNBC providing skewed and distorted and destroyed information and, you know, and view at their conference because they know what it's all about. They'd rather you guys die on the way to the event, man, than cover it because you ain't going to be covering anything fairly. None of you. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Just, you know. No, that's
Phil
right.
Henry.
Huh?
Phil Henry Show.
I don't know whether or not you heard Rick Sanchez today, but
there is something that I got to tell you now.
I am gay.
It was pretty heavy. So, no, that Rick was talking out of his ass as usual. Wolf Blitzer humiliated on Jeopardy. Wolf Blitzer, one of the most decorated hard news reporters on the planet, got his ass handed to him on Jeopardy last night by a comedian sidekick. No, Andy Richter is more than a comedian sidekick. Hasn't been a comedian sidekick for a long time, TMZ. Andy's an actor, he's a writer, he's a nice guy, he works his ass off, and for the 50 millionth time, why don't you people just report the entertainment news, not make yourselves the news, you suck, you're not funny, we gotta wade through your silly ass copy, man, so we can get to the story. By the end of Double Jeopardy, Blitzer racked up an impressive negative $4,600 after swinging and missing on brainbusters like King David and Jesus, both hailing from this town. And, well, we'll give you the audio here. This poor Wolf, He can't win for losing. Remember when he said that they were just so black he couldn't take it or something like that?
Yeah, he said, these people are so black and they're so deeply black.
No, man. Didn't say that. He said, these people are so poor and so black. Anyway, we don't want to remind you of that one, Wolf, because now we got this. Here is Wolf on Double Jeopardy, Celebrity Jeopardy.
King David and Jesus both hailed from this town. Wolf.
What is Jerusalem?
No. The 1850s saw a bad one of this five-letter word that refers to an economic crash and the fear-driven rush to sell. Wolf.
What is a crash?
No. And with that, we come to the end of Double Jeopardy. Wolf,
yeah.
Things have not worked out as well as you had hoped for, I'm sure. Andy's so much faster on that signaling device today. But it's long been our policy on Celebrity Jeopardy that all contestants get to play in the final round.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice?
So many of these people are so poor and they are so black.
So, you know, this is a guy that we're getting information from, man, Andy Richter. Andy, I got the gig for you. Wolf's job. What do you think? 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. What's coming up, man? Oh, yeah. Students falsely accused of gang raping a woman at Hofstra. Speak out.
Yeah! Phil Henry.